When we were baptized in Christ Jesus, we were baptized into his death. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. I invite you to please stand for our opening hymn number 838. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. O God of grace and glory, we remember before you today our sister Audrey. We thank you for giving her to us to know and to love as a companion in our pilgrimage on earth. In your boundless compassion, console us who mourn. Give us your aid so we may see in death the gate to eternal life, that we may continue our course on earth in confidence until by your call we are reunited with those who have gone before us. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please be seated.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the bright paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. A reading from Romans. What then are we to say about those things? If God is for us, who is against us? He, who did not withhold his own Son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? No. In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
I invite you to please stand for the reading of the gospel. A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap, they neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? If then you are not able to do so small a thing as that, why do you worry about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not keep striving for what you are to eat and what you are to drink, and do not keep worrying. For it is the nations of the world that strive after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, strive for his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The Gospel of the Lord. Today we gather in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to worship and remember a very special lady. You just had to love Audrey, or Aunt Audrey. I mean, really, how many of you called her Aunt Audrey? Raise your hands. That's a bunch of nieces and nephews, right? Right? Everyone called her Aunt Audrey. Audrey had such a sweet, sweet spirit. When I first came to Salem, Audrey invited Meredith and me to lunch. We went to the Thomas House, the restaurant over in Dayton. I think that was a favorite place of hers. Once we were settled in at our table, we talked, we laughed, we got to know each other a little bit better. The funny thing was that after about 15 minutes, I noticed that my plate was empty and Audrey's plate looked like it had barely been touched. My wife Meredith was trying to eat her last few bites very, very slowly, I guess to be polite for Aunt Audrey. So finally, Audrey looked over at me and she said, "Pastor, you eat fast." And I looked at her and I said, "Yeah, and you eat kind of slow." She laughed and she said, "We're probably both right." You could always be open and honest with Audrey. And I think she appreciated that. Actually, I think she could see right through me if I wasn't. She always wanted to know how church was going, and I always told her the truth. Some days I told her that we had a large crowd in worship, and some days I told her, well, it was kind of slim on Sunday. She wanted to know who was here and who wasn't. She wanted to know what children were showing up and what children were missing. She wanted to know about new people in the congregation. Actually, she wanted their names and where they were from. And if they didn't belong to one of the major five families here, then she was really excited. There are many ways we'll remember Audrey. Her bell collection was just one of them. Actually, when you join us later for the reception in the Imagine Center, you will see a bunch of bells laid out on a table. If you see a bell that you'd like to have in memory of Audrey, please take it with you today. The family wants you to have it. Audrey wants you to have it. I'll be honest here, I've already picked out mine. I did that before you came. So here's mine. Can you hear Audrey now? What good is a bell if you don't ring it, right? What good is a bell if you don't ring it? We'll remember her love of music, her beautiful smile, and those caring, delicate hands that you could hold forever. But what I'll probably remember most about Audrey is how much she genuinely cared about the faith journey of other people. Lurdy and Audrey were diligent about visiting. They actually invited people to church. Imagine that. Audrey knew the joy of being a child of God and she longed for others to enter into that same holy journey. We probably know a lot of people who are loving and caring, but not everyone is faithful and diligent in their evangelism. You know, faith sharing and encouraging others to a deeper place of discipleship. But I think we can honestly say that about Audrey. She truly cared, not only for you, but how you were living out your baptismal promises. In today's gospel reading, Jesus tells us not to worry about your life, about what you will eat or what you will wear. Instead, he tells us to strive for his kingdom. To strive for his kingdom. I don't know about you, but when I was with Audrey, she never seemed to worry very much. Audrey, to me, was not a worry-type person. She ate whatever was in front of her. She slept whenever and wherever she felt like it. Audrey did not mind being in pajamas all day long. Audrey was not even worried about her own death. What she did worry about was God's kingdom and how we can faithfully be a blessing in it. I remember one day holding her hand as she sat in that favorite chair in her house, and we were admiring that tree in her yard out of her front window. You may know the tree I'm speaking of. And then Audrey asked me the most unusual question. She said, "Pastor Derek, do you think that tree will be in heaven?" It was an interesting question, one I had to think about for a while. So my first response was, "Huh." And I paused, and I'm thinking about how I answer this. And then Audrey came out and said, "I think it will." And then I said, "Well, I like to think that there'll be trees in heaven. I'm not sure that that specific tree will be there, but trees in heaven would be nice." Again, there was a pause. And then Audrey said, "Oh no, that one will be there." And I said, "Well, maybe." And then she came back with that same line that I heard at the restaurant: "We're probably both right." Today, Jesus says, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." And I think Audrey's treasure was the kingdom of God. It's about Jesus. It's about you. It's about trees and everything that God so lovingly created. That's where Audrey's heart was. So I invite us on this day not to worry about Audrey. Audrey is okay. Audrey is at peace with her Creator. But in the spirit of this faithful lady, I invite you to worry about the kingdom. To worry about those who have not seen, who have not heard about the great love God has given to us through His Son. To lift up those who are struggling, to walk with those who are doubting, to be filled with grace through our words and our actions, to encourage to invite, to love. May God grant us peace as we learn to live without Audrey. May God bring us joy as we faithfully walk with our Good Shepherd. May God fill us with hope until the day we are reunited underneath that tree. Well done, good and faithful servant, Anne Audrey. Amen.
Thank you.
God has made us his people through our baptism into Christ, living together in trust and hope. We confess our faith. I believe in
God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified and died in his grave. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together in one communion, in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Hear us, Lord. Give courage and faith to those who are bereaved, that they may have strength to meet the days ahead, in the comfort of a holy and certain hope, in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and trust in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection to life everlasting. Grant us grace to entrust Audrey to your never-failing love, which sustained her in this life. Receive her into the arms of your mercy, and remember her according to the favor you bear for your people.
God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks because by his death, Jesus destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection has opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Make us certain that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, shall be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into
into your hands, O merciful Savior, we commend your servant, Audrey. Acknowledge, we humbly beseech you, a sheep of your own fold, a lamb of your own flock, a sinner of your own redeeming. Receive her into the arms of your mercy, into the blessed rest of everlasting peace, and into the glorious company of the saints in light.
Amen.
Following our worship, the family would like to invite you into the Imagine Center straight down the hallway here for a reception and for you to share stories about Aunt Audrey and all that she meant in your lives and in this world. So we ask you to please stay. There will be a burial immediately following the service in the cemetery. You're welcome to go there, or you're welcome to just go into the Imagine Center for the reception. We'll leave that up to you. Let us go forth in peace. In the name of Christ, amen.